is the problem and how antibiotic resistance has arisen. Now, part of the solution, Cambridgeshire company Fico Therapeutics have just secured the funding they need to start human trials for their brand new antibiotic. Dr. Heather Fairhead is the CEO. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Dottie.
So your treatment, it's called PT3. What is it designed to treat?
Okay, we're trying to treat an infection due to a bug called Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and this commonly causes respiratory infections, commonly pneumonia, in patients in hospital, so generally in people that are already ill.
So what can the consequences of an infection like that be? What can happen to you?
Oh, well, they can be very devastating, and Pseudomonas actually has many ways of being resistant to antibiotics, which Chris just outlined, and it can be very difficult to treat with conventional antibiotics, and mortality rates can be quite high from that particular infection.
So people are dying from this infection?
They are, yes.
Because the drugs have stopped working?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been developing this new drug. Are there many companies doing this kind of work, creating new antibiotics?
Well, obviously, it's a great need, and there are companies that are trying to develop new antibiotics. I mean, it's not as easy as you might think. In fact, the last new class of antibiotic was some 40 years ago. So it is very difficult to develop completely new approaches. And as Chris said, a lot of the drugs that we're using come from nature, and so we've sort of farmed all the common sources. Obviously, there are companies trying to develop lots of different approaches, and we do need those, and we need, you know, more than one type of antibiotic to be successful.
But it's difficult to do.
It is difficult and time consuming.
So how long have you been working on this particular treatment for?
On this particular treatment, we've been working on this for 6 years.
6 years already?
Yes.
Okay, and you've not actually tried it out on real life humans yet?
No, we haven't, no.
But that comes next. You've just got the funding that you need, $3.5 million, to start human trials.
That's correct, yes. We'll be going into the clinic in humans next summer.
Okay, and what does that mean for when this drug might actually come to the market, might be being given to patients routinely?
Well, it will be several years because you have to do a phase one trial, which will start next summer, and that's where you test it in healthy volunteers to make sure that it's safe before you go into patients. And then you test in a small group of patients and then a bigger trial against a lot of patients. So it's really about safety to make sure that the drugs are safe before they're put onto the market, but that does take years.
So no quick fixes for this problem?
No really quick fixes,
and no cheap fixes either. On the line at the moment, actually, is something of a Cambridge technology legend, Herman Hauser, one of the founders of Acorn Computers, who's invested in this project. Morning, Herman.
Good morning.
So why the decision to invest in this?
Well, because it is a very big problem, and FICO has a unique and new answer to this problem by using phages.
Okay, and in your opinion, is enough money being spent on research in this area?
No, there is not.
Elaborate a little bit more on that. Why do you think that more investment needs to be made?
Well, this is a very big problem, and unfortunately, it is very difficult for the big drug companies to make money with their antibiotics, and therefore there isn't enough research going into antibiotics, especially not into new antibiotic drugs, as Heather said. The last new one was about 40 years ago.
And Heather, why is that? Why is it difficult for drug companies to make money from new antibiotics? You'd think that they'd be delighted to make them, that people would snap up these medicines.
You would like to think so, but unfortunately a lot of antibiotics are very cheap and they are used for very short courses. So people will take them for 5 to 7 days, sometimes 14 days as a maximum. Whereas you're looking at other drugs, lifestyle drugs, statins or those types of drugs that people use again and again and again for many years. And obviously you can see that you would be able to make more money out of those. And it's unfortunate true that, for example, anti-cancer drugs, you know, are extremely expensive and obviously very important, and they do prolong people's lives. But antibiotics are one of the only drugs that actually cure people. They don't just prolong lives in that way. So, you know, they are really important, and I think they are undervalued, really.
Do you think that the government should be putting more pressure or giving more incentives to companies that do work on new antibiotics?
I think they should, and I think that is starting to change. Obviously, there was the report by Jim O'Neill, which obviously looked at exactly that situation, and I think that's changing both here in the UK and Europe generally, and particularly in the US, where they are putting a lot of money now into trying to generate new antibiotics and work with industry to do that.
Yeah, that report by Jim O'Neill, that was the one that warned that drug-resistant infections could be killing one person every 3 seconds by the year 2050. Heather, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with the trials next year. Dr. Heather Fairhead there, who is the chief executive of FICO Therapeutics. They're